This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Molly Wood. It used to be you buy your house, you pay the mortgage. Today, though, lots of people are living with working parents, children, or roommates, people who are not on the mortgage but who do pitch in money for rent, groceries, and utilities. And with that in mind, Fannie Mae is making changes to its mortgage program for middle and low-income earners. Marketplace's Noelle King has more.
This is the kind of economic reality that Fannie Mae is trying to reflect. Kristen Bjornson is 27 and has a college degree. She's an editorial designer for a newspaper chain and a legal assistant. She lives with her mom in Fort Lauderdale despite the two jobs, partly because her mom needed help paying the mortgage.
It was something like 80% of her income. Even with my income, it wasn't necessarily enough to ultimately make ends meet month to month.
Or consider Matt Witt, an accountant in Grand Rapids, Michigan. He's 32, married, has a college degree, and a baby on the way. He has college loans and daycare costs to think about. So 3 months ago, he and his wife rented out their house and moved in with her parents temporarily.
It just didn't make sense to live in a house as nice as the one we live in and to have a kid.
Matt and his wife kick in money for utilities and groceries, which helps his in-laws with their expenses. Jonathan Lawless is VP of Affordable Housing Strategy at Fannie Mae.
This is clearly for a lower income family a way to make ends meet by combining wealth and combining income into the same household.
He says this is why Fannie Mae's Home Ready loan option will, for the first time, include the income of working adults in the household other than the main borrower.
14% of households that have a mortgage have an income earner of significant income living in the same household. That percentage is 19% for African American households and 24% for Hispanic households.
Lawless says that by counting this additional income, more people will likely get mortgages and become homeowners. Fannie Mae comprised about 40% of the mortgage market this year. Kristen Bjornson in Fort Lauderdale finds that heartening. She'd like to own a house someday. She also thinks this new normal is a little sad.
It's depressing because it's a testament to the fact that they do not anticipate wages increasing enough to enable individuals like myself to be able to qualify for a mortgage for the foreseeable future.
She says she hopes she'll be able to get a mortgage by the time she's 35 or 40. I'm Noelle King for Marketplace.